They bring you up, pushing you down. That's why you stay at the bottom of the pyramid, where they who live at the top create the opposite of who you are at the bottom. They feed from you, and they feed you nothing that will help you grow. Only wider and wider you become as the bottom does remain wide. You are the most populous and hold the base, but you often hold them high, and so the gap between the rich and the poor remains. You help them rise to the top, but will they take you with them? Enlightenment of the awareness, the eye, but not of the ego, is what will show you the path. But there will always be shadows and darkness around, because a night is bound to come from day, the sun is bound to be blocked by that of which is in its way. Yet, no matter how much capacity and potential humanity has at the base, those sitting at the very base often have the least and are giving their most. Getting down to the roots is getting down to the base, but that's below the pyramid to hold such ground. The truth is the basis of basics that becomes overlooked, and often because the darkness gives patronage to the light. The pyramid is built to where there are structures and boundaries in place to where all must keep in place, but also a perfect array of fitting to keep those at the top positioned still. This is the New World Order pyramid structure, and so is the food pyramid. Yes, the food we've been long told to eat and consume by the majority, as portrayed by the food pyramid, is indeed what people are consuming the most of now. That is, cereals, breads, processed carbohydrates, sugars, pastas, pastries, don't forget your sugar-packed, synthetic, vitamin-filled, fat-stripped, watered-down, enzyme-lacking processed milk to have at every meal. After all, have that with your cereal, add it into cream sauces for your pasta. Oh yeah, and did I mention the MSG refined salt, preservative colored and filled sauces with glyphosate packed grains and starches? Oh, but you were getting a full serving of whole grains, they say. And did they say these high insulin spiking raising processed carbohydrates are one of the main causing factors of all disease and inflammation present within society? Oh, but carbohydrates are your main source of energy. Too bad you don't have enough energy or can't sleep or are always stressed. It must have nothing to do with insulin. And forget water, forget the things that impact your health more than food, forget preparation, environment, forget herbs, spices, iodine, baking soda, and chemical agricultural sprays, forget family and life influences. Just follow the guidelines like you do with the law. We are the ones with the science and the research. And yes, we make the changes, but we always look out for your best interest despite having people in our agencies who work for the seeding, planting, and growing agribusiness corporations and pharmaceutical drug cartels. But it's all in the name of our great nation of the federal corporation itself, seeding propaganda alongside the foods that won't help them think into the kids who grow in this world, growing our influence as authoritarian, divide and conquer regimens, planting all the foods for you and your family despite centuries of family farms that built this nation to begin with. You are the beginning of the pyramid. Remember that. But just remember who gets the spotlight. We matter. We brought you here. We are the government, the FDA, the CDC, all the three-letter agencies who surely you can trust over your own body and well-being. But don't worry, there's no point in planting for the future. You see, we are always the most future thinking because we have all the scientists and engineers. We brought us to where we are, not any ancestors. They brought us disease. And you know, our society, our technology saved your life. For you can even drink our herbicide called glyphosate, but we won't even drink it ourselves. Health is whole, and we understand that food feeds the whole world. So we want to feed everybody. That's why we plant ideas into the minds of many. That's why we genetically modify everything and put it in unnecessary places, even though it's given to you, you American. We should be in control of the whole food supply because you wouldn't want some bad bacteria in your food that, although would make your immune system strong and resistant, you have enough to control in your life as it is, you know, despite everything controlling you to imitate as if you are in control. So just relax. Don't worry about anything. Just sit back and relax. There's so much you don't know. We can help, but only by providing you with what we want you to know, leaving out the parts that keep us in control because, well, we know it better anyways. Our soil is depleted as it is, totally not due to our bad farming practices, which haven't actually fed more people or provided more nutrition. We want to deplete society of disease, of course. so take a drug, and maybe you'll get another disease and wreak havoc in other parts of the body, but don't worry, there's a drug for that too. We are treating more people now than ever. What a great accomplishment that more people are ill now, more than ever. So we will have more business. So keep going about your day. Food won't prevent your aging and genetics, so trust us and our technology and drugs. We are always telling you that there will be better in the future, so just keep funding us. You know, your health must be funded by money and treated by us who know little of the whole body and its organs in harmony, or the Eastern medicine that understands the body without opening it or doing anything invasive that has little to no long-term tests. So you see, we went from malnourished and look where we are now. Sick people everywhere, obesity and diabetes rampant, diseases we never had before, superbugs undefeatable by any antibiotics, gut bacteria that is destroyed, immune systems compromised, no ability to critically think, allergies everywhere, and our favorite excuse, however, is that we are living longer. Who? We have defeated past diseases, and now? And you wouldn't be alive without us, so make sure you listen to the next order we give you. Like to take the flu shot without knowing any of the ingredients and tests we've done and have admitted to not doing. So you are in the best of hands, just letting us do our thing atop the pyramid where we stand with nature and the lights of fame and glory along with celebrities for ourselves, because you, society at the base, would never handle the truth in a cult. It would be chaos, and forget your health, you would be dead having to put self-responsibility and self-sustainability into your own hands. Continue eating living beings and fake denatured foods. We'll provide you with a vaccine like the many that already exist and has tripled in nearly 20 years. Oh, and forget the lines in the sky above your head, but as it is, you likely don't notice because we see what you don't see, and you are kept rushing around scrambling for processed carbohydrates everywhere. So being illuminated as we are for ourselves, the ego, the eye, and if you wish to follow us into enlightenment, you must be a royal family member or a psychopath. Otherwise, we will likely shut you down and close the opening, but maintain a gap so you stay at where you were meant to be, placed at the bottom of the pyramid. A sort of staircase so we may walk up and down as we like to act as if we are human like you, despite coming to merge with machines and AI and having first access and control over these tools. But don't worry, these things will only make us closer to you, without us having to go down the staircase, because the pyramid side is often like a slide, too risky to come down to everyday people and actually talk or debate with them. It's much safer and nice to stay where I am, as a robotic teleprompted figurehead, likely in my guarded dual citizen mansion, car, and personally owned helicopters. So, will America see where they are and wake up to their simply presence? Their actual role in health, which is to be in control, because once you are in control, the bricks, boundary structures in place can be taken down. The enlightenment can be for all to take in as we wish, what exists in nature for all to access and upheld through generations, to not lose this self-control and not replace it with a system that controls you instead. Will the whole world see that health means whole? The food pyramid is only one structure on a bigger, fuller earth, and yet we were to abide by its guidelines and for everybody who has unique bio-individuality. You know, people are waking up. The right foods can bring us up, literally help us grow and feed us whole, let us use our knowledge as power, responsibility, and help bring others with us. Share the word. We can't all be stuck in any prison pyramid. We must be free. Water should be free. Health shouldn't have so much cost. It's taken too much of a cost already. Wake up to what you are given, regardless of the currency pyramid scheme we place on all goods. Food is just as important as family and career. It should be the fuel that our life naturally obtains, and not out of addiction, manipulation, dependence, or anything of the denatured sort. Everything can be a pyramid and constrained, or everything can be free and connected. Money is faith-based. It isn't real worth. It isn't a good. It isn't connected. We make it connected because we connect our minds to this artificial way of thinking. So what is everything? What is your quote, food? How will you see it? Will you see it? Then you will start to see yourself and nature, that of all which pyramids go through, come about, and exist in. Are you existing? Where's your presence if you are with the rest?